All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. He needs like extensive surgery to not look like a fucking Lego head. Shit.
Yeah, out here again early this afternoon and even had the street blocked off for a brief period of time as this investigation and the evidence continues to grow.
Well, you know, we first heard about it the day that it happened, you know, and we thought it was really quite a big deal.
Dearborn resident.
That's a typical Michigan hard living line lady. She's only like 18 years old.
It's like Wendy Gans following closely as the FBI again returned to the city Wednesday, making another arrest and announcing new charges in an alleged Halloween terror plot.
It just seems like it just keeps growing. You know, every day it's, you know, more arrests, you know, more people.
19-year-old Ayob Nasser was the most recent Dearborn arrest. His home on Horger Street was one of the homes the FBI searched Friday. His brother, 20-year-old Mohamed Ali, also lived there and was previously arrested Friday, along with 20-year-old Majed Mahmoud.
Look at these court sketches. My God, I could do these court sketches.
Two appeared in federal court Monday, but now all three men are charged with conspiring to provide material support for ISIS and for having firearms that would be used to commit an act of terrorism on behalf of ISIS. During the searches of their homes and a storage unit in Inkster, investigators found numerous AR-15s, more than 1,600 rounds of ammunition, along with other accessories and tactical gear. Oh my God. The amended criminal complaint shows not only surveillance...
Yeah, that's video games! Anybody who plays video games has all that shit.
Target practice at a local gun range, but also surveillance of the men at Cedar Point Amusement Park on multiple dates while it was closed. The park is known for their Halloween weekend event, and the suspect's computer search history also showed a search for, quote, is it crowded on Halloween weekend?
That would have been horrible. That would have been like a terrible thing. You know, all those people.
In a statement, a Cedar Point spokesperson.
I don't know why we keep interviewing that. That local hag.
Cedar Point assisted the FBI on this investigation as the individuals were recently observed on park property. Although there was no substantiated threat to the park, guests, or associates, Cedar Point's advanced security and surveillance capabilities provided important additional information to investigators. According to the amended complaint, the men debated an attack date of Halloween or New Year's and also scoped out LGBTQ-friendly nightclubs in Ferndale. These new details, all coming as two more 19-year-olds were arrested in New Jersey in connection to the plot, also charged with allegedly supporting ISIS, shocking to the community there.
I was reading that ISIS and typical Iranians hate each other.
I wouldn't have thought that. You know, he looked like a nice kid. I see him ride his bicycle. He gets on his bicycle.
Nice kid. I mean, I've certainly interacted with him. I know who he is. Surprising to say the least.
And Nasser's expected to be in federal court at 1 p.m. in downtown Detroit. In Dearborn, I'm Brett Cast, 7 News Detroit.
Oh, man. Thank God that we've got whatever it is that we have that makes it possible to break that up. To know, to be like one or two steps ahead. All right, we have lost audio again. I am going to reboot. This happened yesterday. I'm going to start over. All right, I'll be right back. Hello, friends. I am back with you. And I thank you for the... hey, Eric, what happened to your sound? Yeah, that was an issue yesterday, too. I have no idea. Again, I'm sitting here just minding my own business. Enjoying my show, and then I have video but no audio. Ridiculous. Unacceptable. But thank you. Thank you for your patience. All right. So it's not going to be when you have moments like that in that story where you have the potential for indoctrinated Muslims to destroy communities and shoot people randomly, you know, at soft targets. You've heard about that before. To me, it's quite a saving grace to realize that we have our authorities that are one step or two steps ahead of the bad guys. This is why I'm always very, very happy when I hear that there are things in place of the government watching us. This is why EZ is a proponent of Big Brother all the time. If EZ, day one of my presidency, you will have cameras in your homes that I will be able to look at. You will be monitored 24 hours a day. This is an outstanding way to curtail crime. If there are cameras everywhere. Whenever I hear people bitching about, oh, God, there's cameras at the toll booth. Oh, no, there's cameras on the road. Read my license plate. Yeah, it's because of this shit, you stupid fuck. Shut up. My God. I have always been a huge supporter of Big Brother. Megan says she has sent the wish list along to me. Was it an email? I'm hopeful that it was because, there it is. Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you so much. The wish list is ready to go. Oh my God. All right. Enough about Big Brother. She says, I emailed it. I'm learning easy. This is what we have in store for us. We need all these products. This is similar to last year. We need 150 boxes of panty liners. Now, I think that these are similar to like a pad, but I think it's like not as bulky. So I don't know why you would need that. Maybe if it's you're nearing the end of the menstrual cycle or it's at the beginning. You know what is the best part? One of the best parts about the Great Food Giveaway and buying all these feminine hygiene products. There's a lot of learning that goes into this. Okay. We need 150 boxes of maxi pads. Now these are the thick ones with wings, overnight absorbency. Yeah, because sometimes things get a little heavy there, and you gotta. Was 559 when it was added to the list. So 150 boxes at $5.59. You've got Amazon Basics menstrual pads for women with flexi wings, long length. Size 2, so different style. Another 150, and those cost $5.14. Those Amazon Basics, that's like the knockoff brand. Those are great. Playtex Sport Tampons Multipack. We need 200 times $9.97. And then the Eco Blossom reusable period cup set. Shooting for 50 at $15.59. I will share this link in the show notes if you want to help out, but I want to get a dollar amount on all of this. I mean, that's going to help our process. All right. Panty liners are the cheapest of the bunch. For 150 boxes of those, it's $4.54. The next one down is $8.38.50. Whew. The next one is $7.71 for all of them. This one for the tampons, those are the most expensive. $1,994. And the period cups aren't cheap either. They're cheap. They're not cheap. They're expensive and delicious. $7.79 plus $1,994 plus $7.71 plus $8.38.50 plus 454. All right. For all of that, it's $4,837. It's a lofty but attainable goal. So, and then we're looking at all the food. We're going to pay for the food, and then whatever's left over, we're going to buy tampons. But if you just want to buy tampons, let's say some of you will make a donation for food, and then you want to buy some tampons. And when you do it, you go to add to cart, all right? And then when you buy it, it will be shipped directly to Megan. That's all set. So all you got to do is buy it. And I will add this link to the chat. That's not it. Damn it. I will add this link to the chat so that in case you want to right now knock something off of the list, well, by all means. Wish list for period products. There we go. Pizza. Megan says that the period cups are reusable. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they... Yeah, you just rinse out what the cup is full of, and that is used ute essence, and it just runs down the drain. You just fill it's the cup runneth over with sluiced ute essence, and then you just add a little water, and then just dump it out. It's the sluiced ute essence is no more at that point. You know, I think that if you were to take your sluiced ute essence and kind of like make a concoction, you could like put it in your plants, and boy, they would probably grow incredible. Bread Bull Brain Chris says it's like a Slurpee. Tyler says, are they dishwasher safe? I don't know. I don't think people would want to do that. A lot of great things happening with the Great Food Giveaway. Thank you so much. All right, I just reminded myself, I got to reach out to the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance because we changed the date. No more date changes. Ben Glaze already got screwed over because he put in for Monday the 22nd. Now it's Wednesday the 23rd. Or I'm sorry, Tuesday the 23rd. Megan says, they're probably not safe for the dishwasher, but one time my sister opened the dishwasher at her college boyfriend's apartment, and there was Megan writes, a pocket pussy on the top rack. So that means your sister was looking at that device. And did she find out who it belonged to? I mean, was it his or did he have roommates? I'm guessing he lived alone. It was her boyfriend's roommate. Okay. Look, if you're a guy and you have a guy roommate, you probably don't want to make it known that you are utilizing a quote-unquote pocket pussy. So the fact that he like put it in a community appliance like that, well, it's just gross that it's there to begin with, because that means water is blending with the used jizz inside of the pocket pussy. And it's you know, touching your dishware. But the fact that he's so upfront with, hey, guys, hey, I'm going to wash my quote-unquote pocket pussy. God damn. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, did he have the heated dry on to snug it up a bit? Stevie says, okay, so I looked up, quote, pocket pussy. That's gross. Well, what? It's what you have. What are you talking about? It looks exactly like what Rob is sometimes on the business end of. It's made to look like a woman's genitalia. So you're suggesting that women's genitalia is gross. Tyler says they can only go on the top rack, which means all the crusted jizz ran down all the dishes. Stevie says, no, I meant putting it in the dishwasher is gross. Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were saying that vaginas are gross. What do you have against vaginas? If that's what I was going to say. All right. So that comment has opened up this Pandora's box of discussion. And Tyler says, I sense a 1 a.m. phone call asking you to hey, easy. Yeah, I know I'm at your front door and it's 3 a.m. but and I'm in my pajamas, but yeah, I couldn't sleep. Can you go back in the podcast and delete that out of the audio podcast and find the spot in the video podcast? You don't have to delete everything, just where it says that I said it. I don't want anyone that might be a customer to see that. And then I would get in big trouble. So could you maybe do that for me? Otherwise, I can't sleep. I haven't slept in 6 days over that. Could you maybe do that? Is that okay? Tyler says, just take out that I said pocket pussy, please. I don't want anybody to know that I use language like pocket pussy. College, I think the worst part of that story is that the guy didn't care that his roommate and whoever else opened the dishwasher would see that. What an idiot. All right. The radio stations everywhere across the United States have started to play Christmas music and or holiday music. I just called up Dave Taft, who runs iHeart Grand Rapids. I talked to him on Monday or Tuesday. I go, hey, Dave, I had to tell him something. I go, hey, Dave, how are you? And I was hoping to hear, good, what's up? But I got, good, I'm stressed. I'm working so hard. It's time to get the Christmas music on the air. I'm doing all sorts of technical shit to get the Christmas music on. I'm like, now, people get pissed off if you start too early. Now, it gets earlier and earlier every year, and I don't care one way or the other. I don't really listen. I know this, that you can take any radio station and then put Christmas music on. And let's say you have a rock station that plays like music that Nick listens to. If you put Christmas music on instead of that music for the holidays, you're going to be rated number one. If I owned a radio station, I would just play it all year. I guess the greatest music that has ever been made or recorded is Christmas music. Now, they're not doing it to put you in a festive mood. They're doing it because everybody listens. We even play Christmas music on Big 101.3, but not till a little later in the season. I don't know if Pooh Bear has committed to listening to the Christmas radio station yet, because she's like a huge fan of Big 101.3. The fun hits, you know. Man Bun Chris says, really? Does that happen for Star? I can't tell what's satire. I don't know what you mean. What is your, really, what does that happen for Star? What are you talking about? Do their ratings go up? Yeah, oh, yeah. That's why this takes, they're not doing it because they want you to be singing along Christmas songs. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. We do play Christmas music on Q100. But it's not nearly as abundant. Star plays it all day, every day, between now and like several weeks after. This is a news story about how there is a debate about it being too early for holiday music.
I'm Jeffrey Lindblom in Detroit, asking a seasonal question of the century. When is too soon to be dialing up your radio and start to hear those seasonal selections?
I like how in this story, when he says dialing the radio, he's on the AM dial. Like anyone would be doing that.
So it doesn't matter how you feel in whatever time of the year, once you put Christmas music on, it's just never too early.
This is perfect for right now.
I think that it should be played all year round.
It looked like they went and along the Detroit waterfront and interviewed area hookers there.
Christmas in July, that's way too much time.
Any time is too early.
And why do you feel that way?
Because
praise be to Allah!
It is.
That's a little too early.
Yeah, before Thanksgiving, absolutely not.
Because you need a break between Halloween and just like to breathe.
A little bit of a Grinch.
A little bit of a Grinch.
You get bit by the Christmas bug and change your mind.
And it's not just music we're talking about, because as we all know, the transition from Halloween here at a home goods store to Christmas is one that happens lickety-split.
We wait to transition to holiday music until after Thanksgiving.
I hate that he did a report about it.
We all love holiday music, but we do find after a few weeks it starts to be a little bit much, so we like to start a little later and really save that for the...
All right, this is the most ridiculous. Enough. So they're playing the stupid music. People are weighing in. Like anyone is really listening in the first place. David says it's always too early. Stevie says after Thanksgiving, I agree. Yeah, radio stations would do that if when they did it, which is this week, technically the very, very beginning of November, they wouldn't do it if it meant that no one was listening to the radio stations. So Star 105.7 flipped. That means that for more than 2 months out of the 12 months of broadcasting, it's Christmas music. By the way, they just had another firing that took place. It's Star 105.7 in Grand Rapids. I bring this up because a lot of my audience is from the area. You may have heard of Mac and Schmitty. Mac is one of the sweetest people on the planet. He got fired unceremoniously. And it's just budget cuts. Just in time for the holidays. Fucking terrible. John McLeod is an absolute saint. I love that man. Nick says, how is there anyone left to fire? I'll put it to you this way. This is the number of radio stations in that building. You got 96.1, 101.3, right? Yeah, that's... I work there and I have to ask. Country Station B, Wood Radio, WTKG. I think that's it. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As far as I know, there's 8 people that work there. For 5 radio... 9 for 5 radio stations. I don't know how they do it. They didn't let Schmitty go, did they? No. No, they did not. I don't know what else they can cut. I mean, I do, but I don't even want to speculate about it. That's quite a specter looming over everyone that is in radio. You know, I lucked out that I was fired unceremoniously January of 2019. Nothing to do. I don't know how to do anything. What do I do? Well, I'll just do this. And it worked out. And then I'm lucky that radio came back to me with Big 101.3 that I'm very thankful for. But honestly, that's not going to last. The age of AI is here. And you're going to start to see that where E-Rock just did a show about it. Similar to the show that I did about it with that company that is putting out AI content for radio stations. That's happening right now. It sounds like fuck, but who cares? You will start to see radio people like me who work for the absolute bare minimum. Let's put it this way. With the voice tracking that I do on Big 101.3, I was hired there like 4.5 years ago. And the only raise I got was when the minimum wage in Michigan went up about 7 months ago. That was it. And you're like, easy. How can you do that? I mean, well, first of all, it's easy. I do it from here. And it's almost like free money. What I do and the amount of time that I spend on it. So for the 10 and a half hours a week, whatever that is, whatever the minimum wage is, that's what I get for those 10 and a half hours. However, they do have a 401k and they allow me, first of all, the maximum you can have taken out of your paycheck is $25. I'm sorry, 25%. But they also have Fidelity as a catch-up plan, which you can take an additional 50% out. So that means whatever that is, $12.75 an hour times 10 and a half, 75% of that goes into the 401k. I don't even think about it. So basically, every 2 weeks, I get a paycheck for like $40. And iHeart does have matching. So that's free money. So there's value to that. So I'm just riding this out for as long as I can until they say, all right, we've got AI here. We don't need anybody anymore. That's coming. I can promise you that. The only ones that will survive the advancement of AI are live talk shows and sports broadcasting. That is it. That is it. Q100 has more staff for one radio station than my pals at iHeart have for five radio stations. Stevie says, I think if AI takes over radio, it will die. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, a lot of the people that are getting jobs in radio, no one's heard of. Like LAV just put on some bozo that no one's heard of on Afternoon Drive to replace Brian Vanderuck, and he stinks. If they put on an AI voice instead of him, you wouldn't know the difference. So Bill Simonson is safe. Bill's safe. He's different. Yes. He's safe because his show generates money. It doesn't generate ratings. Nobody listens to sports talk radio these days, except for maybe in big cities like Detroit. Grand Rapids is not a big sports talk town. And we have two sports talk radio stations. Makes no sense. All right. If you went to go buy a car and you love the car and you put your key in the ignition or you start it up by pushing the button and you're so happy and you got a brand new car and you would probably notice that the odometer says 6,000 miles. I don't know how anybody would actually agree to buy a car new if it said 6,000 miles on it. But I guess a number of people did. So the state of Michigan, the Department of State, came down on a dealership somewhere on the east side of Michigan and said, yeah, what the fuck? What are you doing? They were using cars as loaner cars. And then, so after that, people would run up miles on these brand new cars. And then they would sell them with all these miles on them. So the Department of State got pissed off and said, yeah, you can't sell these as new. And they're fined. And this is a dealership that we actually feature on Q100. They've got dealerships everywhere. LaFontaine Automotive. My God, they just find them and they put them on probation for like 18 months. First of all, who's the asshole that made the decision at the dealership to even attempt this in the first place without thinking that this would break bad? And who's the even bigger asshole who says, yeah, this is great. I know it's only 6,000 miles, but I'll go ahead and buy this brand new. How do you explain that if you're the sales guy selling that and someone says, well, hey, it says 6,000. Yeah, a couple people test drove it. 6,000 miles. That's like to LA and back. Alan says, when my dad worked at a dealership, they would let guys that had been there a long time put 6,500 miles on them. Then they could get a new one every 6,500 miles. Pop said loaners can be certified pre-owned. Yeah, that's not new. Bob's also says, I did that once. Those are usually the leftover test drive vehicles when the next model year comes in. Megan knows a thing or two about automotive. She says the Department of State does not mess around when it comes to auto stuff. It's awesome. I'm glad you said that. Because if you had said something negatively, that would have been another visit on the front porch asking me to delete. Megan says, we all know that when we have a rental, we drive it really carefully, with a tinge of sarcasm. Well, anyway, these idiots are in trouble now. The local dealership is saying, yeah, it was just an oversight. It was a clerical error. And I can appreciate that. You just make up a story. The MDOS says these violations created an imminent threat to the health, safety, or welfare of the public, requiring emergency action. Well, that's an overstatement. That's just stupid. How in the world is 6,000 miles an imminent threat to the health, safety, or welfare of the public? That requires emergency action. Well, there wasn't a bomb in them. The dealership may not conduct business during the time of the suspension. Oh, my God. Don't they get like a, what's this here? They were fined $3,000 and placed under an 18-month probationary period. Multiple company representatives attended an MDOS training session to go over state vehicle regulations. The department did a follow-up inspection and found that the dealership had continued the practice, selling more than two dozen vehicles, used vehicles as new. Yeah, I don't get the threat part of it. And if you're, if they sell it as new, I mean, we don't know. They might have said, this is a new vehicle, but we've used it for test drives. So we're not pricing it new, but it's new. That's okay. Come on now. Sounds to me like a power play by somebody. I don't think it's that big of a deal, frankly. I don't think they were trying to pull a fast one there. No surprise, big fraud is siding with the car dealership here. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, let's just assume that the vehicles were sold. And, I mean, they would be foolish to say, yeah, it's a brand new vehicle. And then the person purchasing it is going to see the odometer. So I can guarantee you they were upfront about that, saying, this is a new vehicle, but there is 6,000 miles on it. And thus, we're taking a lot of money off of a brand new sticker price. I can guarantee you that. Because no one in their right mind is going to accept that. Yeah, here you go. It's a brand new vehicle. It's priced the same as the one with 0 miles on it. This one has 6,000. Bread Bowl Brain Chris, who knows more than most, says if it's reported to the state that it was sold as new, there are different tax implications for the dealership. All right, I'll take your word for it. Nick the Black Belt says the pre-owned VW I bought had about 900 miles when I bought it. Sounds sketchy. Bob says, my last trip to Florida, I rented a Mustang and drove it like it was my own. Living the dream. Living the dream. Thank you to my friends at Impact Power Sports. Go there when you want to get a Yamaha golf cart. You can also pick up a side-by-side, an ATV, UTV. And not to mention, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts, they have it all. Full service department. They sponsor my studio, and they're awesome. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. In West Michigan, you need a tree cut down? Call Kuiper Tree Care. You can reach out, call or text 616-828-8225 or kuipertreecare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, kuipertreecare.com. My man, Frank Fuss, wants you to reach out to him, appointmentwithfrank.com. You fill that out, you are on his schedule. Why would you do that? Well, if you're the type of person like me who utilizes insurance through healthcare.gov, you need Frank to help you. Frank will make sure that your policy is up to date and you are getting the best deal for what you are looking for with your current health status. People who take care, who take advantage of healthcare.gov, either in between jobs, perhaps they're self-employed or their boss does not offer insurance. Frank's services are free, so reach out. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com for more information. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I had a loaner Prius one time that I beat the... Oh, never mind. I see what you did there. You're going to cause an anxiety attack for Megan. And that's a world we don't want to live in. Just got an email that our insurance at my job is going up 45%. They are now switching to a different provider. You need to reach out to Frank, because if your insurance premiums go up that high, you're no doubt paying more than 9.75%. So all you need to do is go to appointmentwithfrank.com, tell him what you told me, and you will be able to get an insurance policy, which is probably better than the one you may get from your employer, and you will pay less for it. All you need to do is go to appointmentwithfrank.com and tell him what you told me. It's all you got to do. This dude is on top of it. I swear by him. He's the shit. All right, I'm lean on material, but not on gray hair and penis. So I'm going to wrap up the show, but I need an asshole of the day. I think I know who. I just got a great suggestion from Alan in Wisconsin. He says, asshole of the day is Greg Henson for breaking easy shit. Yeah, I don't know if it's broke, but it's operator error, and I'm getting blamed. It's all his fucking fault because he sucks at everything. Amy nominates her husband for not coming to pinball. How can it be 2 days out and he's already put his foot down? What the fuck is wrong with him? Oh, my God. All right. That is my time. You guys are the best. I appreciate you. Patreon later on. Take care. See you.